With a sole dirt road leading to it, a tiny population, and a perch of nearly 10,000 feet in the rugged San Juans, Ophir is a remote mountain town that's hardy in the truest sense of the word. Like many mountain towns of its size, it doesn't come with much in the way of amenities, services, or frills. But what Ophir does have is an overarching goal of reducing its carbon footprint and becoming more self-reliant. And this spring, the community took a big step in that direction with the help of nonprofit EcoAction Partners when it installed two hulking metal cubes inside its waste facility. Though they resemble giant shiny blocks, the cubes are actually state-of-the-art in-vessel composting systems designed specifically for small communities.
I can stir it. It's like you can pull up the stuff from the bottom and it's like, it's dirt. And that's been less than a month.
And it's steam.
And oh, it is like steamy and stinky. But it's breaking down quickly.
That's Ophir resident J.C. DePriest stirring the dark mixture of kitchen waste and wood chips with a drill auger. The mixture has filled the 900-pound capacity cube in just its first month of use. It's deep brown and thick, throwing off both steam and pungent odors of decaying organic matter. All the signs of compost in creation.
It steams up your glasses when you dump your compost.
That's a good sign.
Yeah,
I mean, it's maintaining around 120 degrees in the middle of the compost pile.
Welcome to Ophir's new community composting service. The project runs on the volunteer labor of Ophir families, a pair of grant-funded EarthCube composting units, and the organic waste coming out of the high-altitude households of this town. The project came about when EcoAction Partners began researching a home for a pilot composting project in the region. It looked into several locations and discovered that Ophir's Self-Reliance Committee already had a goal of launching its own community composting program. EcoAction's executive director, Heather Knox, says that with a motivated populace in a uniquely remote location, Ophir was the ideal candidate. She applied for a grant from the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment.
I would say just in general, it was a really easy grant to write because Ophir is so compelling and it's such a tight-knit community.
The grant was awarded. EcoAction was given $9,000, money it used to purchase the earth cubes and install them in Ophir's waste barn. The project was then handed off to the community. Here's how it works. Households sign a pledge agreeing to use the system responsibly and are given buckets to collect organic matter and kitchen scraps. They bring their buckets to the waste barn, weigh and log their waste, toss it in the cube, and add brown matter. Everything from eggshells to onion tops, grass clippings, and fruit rinds are compostable. Once the unit's lids are closed, the cubes collect excess moisture and add additional oxygen, which keeps the waste decomposing at a rapid clip. And once it turns into crumbly black compost, it's cured before it's ready for the garden bed. So far, so good. The community has embraced it overwhelmingly, using it regularly and singing its praises. Municipal composting services are nothing new in urban populations, but the logistics and costs make them rare in small communities, and particularly mountain towns, where space is lacking, equipment is expensive, and bear and other wildlife conflicts pose problems. Which is a much lamented fact because the benefits of composting are huge. It reduces the amount of waste being transported to the landfill, which in the case of Ophir entails trips of 70 miles. It also reduces landfill emissions, and the nutrient-dense mixture is highly beneficial for garden beds. Knox says waste audits conducted by EcoAction show that about 30% of regional household waste can be composted. In the town of Ophir, EcoAction estimates composting will eliminate 16.5 metric tons of organic waste annually from the landfill.
And so if we are trucking less, less of that waste and can use it on site, that is the goal. So it's basically closing the loop. It's a full circle that it's being put to use right here locally.
The initial plan is to keep the waste in the community in a loop of reuse. The compost will be used to enrich the plots inside the town's greenhouse, its outdoor beds, and further down the road, the hope is, a community grow dome. Here's town manager Randy Barnes walking through the garden.
Yeah, and the more we can grow, the better, you know, and even though, I mean, it'd be nice to freshen the soil up here, and then additionally, we can certainly add more outdoor gardens in the interim, you know, and just keep going.
For EcoAction partners, OFER is just the beginning of what it hopes becomes a regional composting network.
That was always the kind of grand vision, mm-hmm. was that our region would have multiple neighborhood composting sites.
In that way, it could resemble the first seed in a larger system of waste reduction, food production, and soil regeneration. For Western Slope Resources Reporting, I'm Katie Klingsborn.
This story is part of Western Slope Resources Reporting, a collaboration between KOTO, KSJD, and three other radio stations in rural Colorado, made possible with support from the Gates Family Foundation.